Week 6, Day 5. Today's scripture reading is Matthew 12, 38 through 41. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." But he answered them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here." Luke 11, 29 through 32. When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here." Messy Faith, Faithful God by Serena Runyon. I often joke that I wouldn't have fared well during the Old Testament times. Wandering the desert, animal sacrifices, no epidurals. Fast forward hundreds of years, I am not denying that it would have been incredible to see Jesus face to face, performing miracles. Knowing my personality, I hate to say it, but I might have landed in Camp Pharisee. I like proof. I like to check the receipts. So when you read in scripture that the Pharisees asked Jesus for more proof, it's a little too relatable for comfort. They had already seen miracles. They'd heard his teachings, but it wasn't enough. Their hearts weren't willing to receive what was right in front of them. "I trust you, God, but I believe you, God, and..." For me, sometimes I find myself trying to negotiate with God. "Please perform this miracle, then I'll really, really know you're real." I might not say it out loud, but my heart and mind wander in that direction. After my mom was placed in hospice, Brandon and I found out that I was pregnant with our second child. Joy collided with grief, knowing she wouldn't meet my son. We prayed she'd live till Izzy turns 5, but she passed when Izzy was 2, just 2 months before Ollie was born. In Matthew 12, Jesus responds to the Pharisees with a clear reminder, the sign of Jonah. 3 days in the belly of the fish, just like Jesus would spend 3 days in the grave. The Ninevites repented at Jonah's message. The Pharisees rejected Jesus despite his miracles. To me, it's not about what God proves. It's about whether we choose to believe. God didn't answer our prayer to heal my mom on earth. But looking back, I can say without a shred of doubt that he was and still is good. That takeaway isn't just from my story or Jonah's. It's from yours too. It reminds us that through every calling, detour, fish belly, and completed task, that God's goodness remains. When I think of faith, I want to be like that bleeding woman. Matthew 9, 20, verse 22. But find myself more like sinking Peter, Matthew 14, verses 22 and 23. From the Ninevites to the Pharisees to us today, the message is really the same. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Run after him. Do not sit complacently. Keep making deposits into your faith bank account, so when the trials come, which they will, you have something to draw on. Because faith isn't some neat and tidy journey lined with every prayer answered. It's showing up when things are messy and your heart is hurting and holding on to the hope and truth that Jesus is still enough. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Hebrews 11, 1. Question 1. Where in your life are you waiting for proof when God is asking for your trust? How does that impact your relationship with him? Question 2. Think of a time when God didn't answer your prayer the way you hoped. If there's peace, write a prayer of gratitude. If there's hurt, ask him for healing. Daily prayer. Dear Lord, help me believe and trust in you, even when I can't see the outcome. Remind me that your goodness isn't based on answered prayers, but on who you are. Strengthen my faith when I'm weary and open my eyes to see your hand at work in my life. Amen.